The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome. Saturday on News Talk, 1340 KROC AM, 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell, and you bet it's time to talk to Robin Gwaltney with Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
It's Father's Day weekend.
It's crazy. That means we are halfway through the month of June, and I am pretty sure it was May yesterday. I mean, it is crazy.
And I was just thinking, we're getting that much closer to the time when the days start getting shorter already.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
I know. We don't need to think about that. Because it's not even really full-blown summer in my world yet. I mean, it's been just, I don't know, busy and then cold and rainy. So I'm ready for just some nice, hot, sunny summer days. That's what I'm ready for.
And the, the Farmer's Almanac was saying that we're going to have a scorcher of a summer in the upper Midwest. And I'm like, well, we're waiting.
Yeah, it's going to be a short scorcher. Because here we are, middle of June, maybe July and August, who knows?
Okay, so we cruise through Memorial Day weekend. Is this kind of one of those, once again, busy times of the year for the real estate market?
It's so funny, because if you remember a couple episodes back when it was Memorial Day weekend, I was talking about how so many homeowners were out doing those once a year things like cleaning out the gutters, cleaning the outsides of the windows, power washing the houses, power washing the retaining walls, fixing the landscaping, putting down new mulch, all those things. And I even had a neighbor ask me, are you getting ready to put your house on the market? And in my case, the answer was a clear no, I am not. But many, many people were, and I can prove that to you because right now I am in the process of working on between yesterday and next Friday, so between the 13th and the 20th, we have 19 listings coming on the market.
Oh, my God.
I'm not talking about the Gwaltney Group. The Gwaltney Group probably has another 8 or 9. I personally have 19 listings coming on the market. So I have been running around, my head cut off. And I've been, not that busy with listings the last 2 weeks, but what I have said and have been telling everyone, it is not uncommon to see a slowdown between Memorial Day and the middle of June. It is not. And the reason I remember this in all 25 years of my career is, as you know, we used to run the Rochester Better Chance House. So when you have a household with 8 kids and 6 of them that leave for the summer to go back to their parents, the end of the school year is a busy time.
Oh, yeah.
And every single year we had a graduation party, not 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 because we have 4 kids. We did 19 consecutive years of graduation parties.
Okay? I can't even imagine that, Robin. Oh, my gosh.
Sure. It just became like second nature. If you needed somebody to throw you a party, you just give me a call because I can throw a party with my eyes closed. but what I'm getting at is I always welcomed that it was kind of a slowdown period because I had to worry about getting flight schedules and getting kids home and getting carpets cleaned after they were all gone or getting ready for the graduation party, all those things, right? So it always worked out really well for me that it was a natural slowdown during real estate because I wasn't the only one worrying about graduation parties and end of school year parties and summer vacations and booking flights and all those things. It's kind of just norm after the end of the school year.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, whether you've got the kids that are coming home from college or the kids that are graduating kindergarten, there's always lots of extra stuff going on. So here we are, middle of June, and yes, indeed, it's picking up. And picking up with a vengeance. So, yeah, I cannot complain about business. That is for sure. And for all the people listening, just know that there's going to be lots of new inventory because if I personally am listing 19 within this 1 week, I'm one person in the whole MLS. So there's going to be a lot of new options out there. So if you're a buyer who has been sitting on the sidelines kind of thinking, oh, man, what are these interest rates going to do? The good news is the interest rates have been holding steady.
Right.
And they're nothing to fret about. Because focus on what your monthly payment is going to be. What is the price of the house? What is the interest rate? What does that equal for a monthly mortgage payment? Does that fit my budget for housing? And if it does, this is easy peasy, guys. So I think some of those people that are standing on the sidelines are going to be coming back in the game because they're seeing more fresh inventory coming. So I predict that the rest of the summer is going to be super busy, just like all spring long. So I've told you this has been, you know, one of our busiest, craziest years in the 25 years I've been in the business. So yeah, we're busy. The market is booming, guys.
Okay, so the 19 homes coming on, personally, is there any, I don't know, pattern to it? Are there any specific price ranges that they're mostly calling in?
I have stuff all over. And unfortunately, I can't give specifics because until they're listed, we can't. But I can tell you that I have everything from a $200,000 condo in Rochester to beautiful single family homes in Wabasha in the 200s, a couple of them. And then I have, of the 19, six of them are over $1 million and one is over $2 million. And that one I can talk about because that one actually listed yesterday. So that's my new listing up in Weatherhill for $2,495,000. And it is a gorgeous, as you can imagine.
I bet. Well, it's a gorgeous area of the community, man.
And I also listed a really cute one in Rochester yesterday for $239,900. So, yeah, I mean, I have them from – I've had people call me and say, oh, I know you only do the big expensive homes. No, sir, that is not true. I sell all price ranges, and I treat every single one with the same respect, the same photos, the same marketing. So, yeah, bring them on. No matter what the price range, we will welcome your listings and help you get them sold in the – you know, optimal time for the best price. That's what we pride ourselves in.
And you mentioned that this is the time of the summer, things kick up and get going. I imagine that the closer you get to the start of the school year, you might see a little bit of a lull again because people are busy again doing.
Well, and I think if you think about it, you know, depending on what kind of home you're buying. Now, let's face it. We live in Rochester, Minnesota, where the Mayo Clinic is the big driver of real estate, the big driver of everything in our community.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the way it is. So people they're hiring year round. It's not like, oh, this is the month we hire. Sure, we have a rush during the spring, during, you know, when the residents come and match, but they're hiring people throughout the year. I recently met with a new physician who's been hired, who's not going to start until like November, right? So it's not like there's one time of the year that people start. So that's a constant. And then there's always the other things that help people, you know, drive people to buying houses. And that's marriage. And all summer long, there'll be people getting married. But there's even people who get married in the fall, in the winter, in the spring, of course. And then, unfortunately, the divorces cause people to sell houses. And those are not timed to any single month of the year. They happen throughout the year, unfortunately. And there's deaths and there's people moving into nursing homes. So there's a lot of things that aren't driven by the calendar. But I will say that the people who are looking for a bigger home that are currently living in Rochester, that are expanding their family or their kids are growing or they want to switch to a different school, those are the people who are going to be shopping heavy from today through, say, the 1st of August, because, of course, their goal will be to get settled in and get the kids all situated prior to the beginning of the school year.
Yeah. And I'm thinking I'd much rather move in the summer than the winter.
Imagine that. Yeah, that might make sense.
So, yeah, now's the time. If you were thinking about selling, right?
Oh gosh, yes.
This selling, is one of those prime buying, periods to do it.
It is. You know, we're functioning in Rochester in a very balanced market, which means it's not leaning toward the favor of the sellers. It's not leaning toward the favor of the buyers. You know, it's hovering right in there at like 49%. So that's a pretty even balance, right?
Yeah.
So I feel like it's a really good market. We know what the job situation is here. We know there's going to be huge growth at Mayo Clinic. We're in a bit of a protected real estate market when it comes to that. So people have said, is my value going to go down? I've been watching these things on the news. I've been reading articles and I'm like, keep this in mind. When you're reading something about national real estate, it's the whole big picture. Like, I have a lot of friends who sell real estate in Florida, and they're like, oh my gosh, we are in a slump between the elevated insurance rates. Yeah. And people just not buying second homes, because that's so much of what Florida was, right? And just different driving factors, they've noticed a difference. Those kind of factors aren't really affecting us, because people are going to come here because their life is here. They're going to work here. They're coming for their medical care. Whatever it is, they're coming. Or if they're already here, they're staying and they're just moving on up. So that's what we've got going on. And we're
because it's a darn nice place to live. That's why.
It is a doggone nice place to live. I would have to agree with you on that.
All right, Robin, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX results on News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. News Talk 1340, KROC AM, 96.9 FM. I'm Andy Brownell with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX results. And before we went into the break, Robin, you mentioned it's a balanced market. And, you know, it's a normal market, right? I mean, if you look at the interest rates right now, historically, they're, you know, they're about average.
If you look at days on market, I'd say it's an excellent market. Right now, today, it's like media of the houses that are on for sale, listed, median days on the market, 40. But I think I went over the market report with you last week,
yeah,
where I discovered that anything between 200 and 400,000 was selling in on average 11 days. So, I mean, yeah, the market's good.
And if, you know, if you're waiting for interest rates, you might be waiting for a long time. So,
well, this is what I would like to say. I think that if you are a seller now, not that I'm, this has nothing to do with interest rates. I mean, it has something to do with interest rates, because it's one of the reasons that things aren't selling as quickly, right? But I do get calls from sellers who say, I am extremely frustrated. My house has been on the market 6 months. My other agent wasn't able to get it sold. And I'm very quick to say, no. It might not be the agent's fault. Chances are it wasn't. Sometimes it might be, but you know, chances are it wasn't. Let's talk about why your house didn't sell, because there are houses that aren't selling. So they're not all selling in 11 days. They're not all selling in 40 days. There are some that are sitting out there way too long. And what I tell people is those people have sometimes a clouded expectation of what they were going to sell their house for and
sure,
how quickly. Okay, so I'm very good about telling people, listen, I come in armed with data, and I will tell you that a house in your price range, on average, will sit on the market 41 days or 62 days or whatever it is. So don't be thinking that just because your house is beautiful, you're going to sell it this weekend. You might. And boy, if I had a crystal ball, oh my gosh, would I be a wealthy, wealthy woman. I could start making those kind of predictions and hold up every time. I do pretty well with data and facts, right? But there's the truth is that if your house hasn't sold after an honest attempt to sell it, it's one of these things. Either A, it was priced too high, okay? Or B, you might have thought it was showing well, but it wasn't really showing well. And people will say, like, well, like, what do you mean? Give me an example. So recently I went to a listing appointment, and they had so many weeds and such overgrown shrubbery. Like, the shrubbery should have been probably torn out 10 years ago. Some of those pine, you know, evergreen shrubberies, once they get overgrown, you start to trim them back, and all you have is a bunch of ugly sticks, right?
I've got one that's coming out this summer.
Yes, they just, when it's time to go, they got to go. I'm helping a gal get her house ready for the market, and it's a big, beautiful house. And I'm like, why do people do this to themselves? They're waiting until it's time to put the house on the market to invest money in new flooring, in new countertops, in a new deck, in new landscaping, and they don't get to enjoy it themselves. So if you can just follow my advice and keep your house up as something needs to be done, like literally her house is over $1 million and the deck is unsafe. Like the footings have sunk, right? The deck posts have sunk and it moves freely. And I'm like, not only is this deck an eyesore, it's not safe. Don't go on it. So she's like, oh my gosh, I don't want to spend all that money for a new deck. And I'm like, do you want to sell your house or do you want to keep your house? So when we get into those high price houses, sometimes I have to deliver some, you know, not so easy to hear advice, but I will come in and I will be clear and I will be honest because I was taught that clear is kind. So if your house hasn't sold, there's a reason it hasn't sold, and let me come in and help you figure it out and help you get it sold. Maybe you didn't get the right exposure. I don't know. I mean, everybody doesn't do the same aggressive marketing that we do. It's not like you just put a sign in the yard, put the house in the MLS and hope it's going to sell. Sure, that worked great during the, you know, COVID times and the 48-hour sale gone from for sale to sold signs, but that's not the market we're in. So we definitely have to do some concentrated, focused marketing and put some effort into it. So I think, go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, let's pray we never go back to that kind of market. My goodness.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no kidding. Well, not in my lifetime.
The question I came up when you were talking about the person with the deck and, you know, something major like that, that somebody would come up and look and go, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to spend this much money if I buy this house because of this obvious flaw.
Right.
Do you have the discussion of, okay, is it better for the seller to go and take the expense and do it or discount the price of the house and leave it up to the buyer to deal with it? Is there an advantage one way or the other?
It's going to be unique in every situation. In this particular case, this is a very large, very beautiful, very expensive home. I said nobody is coming out to look at a house that's going to be over $1 million. And I'm not talking about just a little over $1 million. We're talking maybe $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $3 million. Who knows, depending on how much of this work that I've recommended they do. But no one is coming out there going, oh my God, look at this deck. That's fine. We'll just tear it off and spend 30 grand and put on a new one or 50 grand or however big they decide to go. So yes, it has to be done. It has to be done. Now, if you're selling a house for 250, 300, 350 and the deck is shot, you might say, you know what? I know the deck is shot. I took that into consideration when I priced the house because who knows what each situation is? Is the person in a hurry? Do they have the funds to put out there? But then you also think about who is your buyer and are they going to have the funds to build the deck? Whereas, let's say I have a $200,000 house, right? And the deck is just shot. If I can come up with a way to make that deck, whether it is needs some new boards, needs to be scraped and painted, you know, whatever, then I would say let's get that done because if you discount the price, that doesn't necessarily mean the buyer has extra cash to do the deck.
I got you.
You know what I mean? So each situation is going to be different, but let's face it, the nicer the house shows, the quicker it's going to sell and the more money you're going to get. So there are certain things that are definitely going to be worth investing. Now, an eyesore deck and an unsafe deck are two different things, and especially when the unsafe deck is high in the air. Like, honestly, I'm like, either redo this deck or at least tear this deck off because this is just a lawsuit waiting, you know.
Oh my gosh. An
accident waiting to happen. It's not good. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, once again, the argument for continually doing the maintenance on your home.
Yeah. Just keep it up. Take good care of it because it's the bank account you live in. It's usually the most expensive asset a normal person owns, right?
Absolutely.
Now, clearly, there are a lot of above average people who own a lot more expensive assets. But for most of us, our homes are our most expensive asset. So we've got to take care of it.
All right, Robin, let's take a break. We'll be back in just a moment. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results. This is Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results, and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results on Saturday morning at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. And you mentioned earlier you had a whole bunch of listings coming on in the next week. Do you have any listings you want to share now, Robin?
Sure. Yes, we have some listings I'd love to share now. I'll kind of skip all over the board. All right. We've got a nice new listing in Northeast Rochester, which we were talking about school districts earlier. If you have a big family and you're trying to get into the Century School District, this one is listed at 3146 Scanlon Lane Northeast. And it is, was built in 2003. It was well maintained. It has 5 bedrooms. It has 4 bathrooms. It has a 3-car garage. It's just been on the market 2 days, so it's new, fresh listing. $639,900. Now, I will tell you that this house has the most amazing backyard. Like, literally, I think all the neighborhood kids come there for the game of football or soccer or whatever it is. It's over a third of an acre.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's really beautiful. So, and it's great curb appeal, really nice floor plan, you know, traditional 2-story. So that's a nice listing. If you want a place down in Wabasha, whether you live there or maybe you're a weekender, you're a boater, we just listed one of those nice townhomes down on the east end of Main Street. And it is 3 beds, 2 baths. They're split entry, just been on, came on the market yesterday. And that is $309,900. I don't expect that one, honestly, to last a long time because people want to come to our great little town of Wabasha. And we have another one we just listed over there, and that's 836 Milligan Avenue, Wabasha. That one is old house, was built old, 1891, okay? But it is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage, and you can't beat the price, $215,000.
With a 2-car garage.
With a 2-car garage. Yeah. And again, that's something that would appeal to weekenders or people who live over there, right? And over in, I want to say Pill Hill, but that's not right. At the foot there, down at the bottom of Pill Hill, help me out.
Memorial Parkway area?
Memorial Parkway, yes. We listed, I think I told you about it last weekend, but it's still there. The owners actually owned it as a rental, and they did really well, but they live out of state now, and they're done with the rentals. That is 705 10th Street Southwest. It's a ranch-style house with 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, and a 2-car garage, and that's $389,900. I love this one. This one is just cute as can be. It is 2513 Aspen Lane Southwest, and it's $599,000. From the outside, it's really deceiving. If you drive by, you're like, whoa, that's a little house. It is not a little house. It has 3,318 square feet finished in there. It has 4 bedrooms and 4 baths and a 2-car attached garage. It's got a beautiful view out the back of the house of the lake. And cute, charming, charming little house. So that one is available. And that's $599,900. We've got a split level house up on, it's a ranch style house. What am I saying? 5094 King Arthur Drive Northwest. And that one was built in 2004. It's got 4 bedrooms, 2 baths, and a 2-car garage. Been on the market 3 weeks. It's $369,900. Have had a lot of showings, but hasn't sold yet. But you know what? I tell people, don't be alarmed. There's more inventory. It takes people longer to look. And it doesn't mean that your house isn't going to sell. I had one up in Hart Farms that I talked about for a few weeks on Neptune Place. And in the first 21 days, we only had 3 total showings and we got it sold on day 21. So it's still great. Yeah. It doesn't, if the house is priced right and it shows well, it doesn't take a lot of foot traffic. It just takes the right buyer to come along. Okay.
You know, it's funny, Robin. I've lived in the city my whole life and I don't think I've ever, I didn't know there was a King Arthur Place or what.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. it's over in, what do I want to call that? Northwest neighborhood, North Park.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Yeah, it's over in North Park. Okay, so it's off 55th Avenue and 51st Street. It's over there.
Yep.
Yeah. So now you know. It's where the royalty lives, over on King Arthur Drive.
Is there a big giant stone in the front yard with a sword sticking out of it?
Nothing like that. All right. So we've got some lots out in Preston. We've got a hotel in Wabasha. We've got some lots in Pine Island. We've got, what is this one? This is 2395 18th Avenue Southwest. And this is 4 beds, 3 baths, 2-car garage for $535. This is one of Michael Grobe's listings. I mean, I might as well cover them all, right? Pine Island, Stuartville. My gosh, we've got something all the way down to $74,000. We have a, I don't like to say trailer home because they call it manufactured home.
Manufactured home.
For $74,000, and this is 2017. It looks very nice. It has 3 bedrooms and 2 baths, so, you know, a little something for everybody. We still have that great townhome on Daniel Lane in Stuartville. Don't know why that hasn't sold. We've got a great place out on 61st Ave Southeast, which has a couple of acres. It has actually 4.2 acres, 4 beds, 4 baths, 4-car garage. That one's $599. Marvell Ave, oh my gosh, we had that one sold. Buyer's financing fell through, so it's on the market. But it's 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, a 3-car garage, and a big shed out back sitting on just less than an acre for $369.9.
Wow, I remember you telling me about that
one. Yes, well, it came back on the market yesterday, and it has already got 3 or 4 showings scheduled. So hopefully it'll go quickly. Of course, we've got our condo project that we are trying to pre-sell down in Lake City. Yeah, with the beautiful views. And this is the time of the year for that one because our boaters are back. And, you know, that might not be a local person that has the desire for that. And it's probably somebody who's coming down from the cities or has a sailboat there from who knows where, Rochester, anywhere. But, so we've got something for everybody. Like I say, from $74,000 all the way up to this gorgeous $2.495 million luxury retreat up in Weatherhill that I would love to show you, would love to sell you. So, whatever I can help you with, please do not hesitate. Give me a call. Everybody who knows me knows that if I'm not on the phone or in the middle of a conversation with someone or doing a radio show online, I will answer your phone call. And if I'm not able to answer it, just leave me a message because I will call you back. And that phone number is 507-259-4926.
All right, Robin. Enjoy the Father's Day weekend. I'm sure Scott will be playing golf.
It's Scott's day to enjoy. So, Scott and Matt will play golf today. And if it's not raining tomorrow, they'll probably play golf again tomorrow. Brett's off on a golf trip. So, anyway, it's all about the boys this weekend.
Okay. All right, Robin, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, RE/MAX Results. This is News Talk 1340, KROC AM and 96.